What's good, Black Star Podcast? Welcome back to the channel. This is your boy, Jared, and today I want to talk about a interview with 60 Minutes that the president did with 60 Minutes. So, apparently, the president doesn't understand that the inflation rate that we're at right now, that Americans with their current pay, the current wages that Americans are getting right now, Americans cannot afford this constant inflation of just a constant inflation that we have, or that we're currently seeing. The president of the United States does not understand that the people that he is over, the American citizens, are struggling to keep their houses, are struggling to keep their cars, are struggling to keep their food costs down, are struggling to keep gas in their cars, are struggling to keep a lot of things on the table without working themselves to an early grave. The president doesn't understand that that the American people that he is over, that he is governing, cannot sustain this too much longer. The unemployment rate is going up. The food costs are killing everybody. The food cost is double what it was a year ago or 2 years ago. Food cost is double. What does this mean for Americans? America, you have voted in a man that does not understand what he is doing and what he is saying about the very constituents that he is governing. President Joe Biden has caused the country a lot more suffering than we were already dealing with post Donald Trump and post COVID-19. This president, within his term, has caused tension between global relations. Russia and China. We've basically stuck our foot in our own asses because this president is trying to put sanctions on every other country if they do not follow the LGBT doctrine. I don't care if you're LGBT, but just listen to what I'm saying. Our president is trying to force another country to allow LGBTQIA propaganda to allow those people to be open and honest with themselves. Yes, be open and honest, but the thing about it is you cannot impose your ideals onto another country. We're steadily losing the value of the US dollar because the U.S. can't get out of its own way. Countries are denouncing the U.S. dollar left and right. The U.S. is losing alliances with everybody, and we've kicked our own selves in the ass. This is going to be a very, very big turning point for a lot of Americans. And here's why. A lot of Americans are too arrogant and too cocky to understand what is going on. We believe here in America that we have a big ass military, the most advanced military in the world, that we can do anything we want. We think we're Mr. Big and Bad. Well, the world is about to shortly show us that Mr. Big and Bad can always get his ass whooped. And that is apparently what's going to happen, what is going on with us. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this interview. This is the part that I've seen, just seen.
Inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better and faster?
Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month was just an inch. Hardly at all.
You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news.
No, I'm not saying it's good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not here. I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
It's the highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
I got that. But guess what we are? We're in a position where for the last several months, it hasn't spiked. It has just barely, it's been basically even.
Inflation rate came in at 8.
Now back to me. What President Biden doesn't understand is that the reason why America's inflation rate stayed the same and is now spiking is because we do not produce any goods to help bring money in to subsidize anything. We don't have any major manufacturing corporations that are staying in America. Here's the problem. Jobs were sent overseas to other countries to produce and help their economy while simultaneously allowing those companies to leave without tax benefits and benefits, allowing those companies to leave. That crippled our economy. So while America was living all high and dry, our country was literally bleeding because we were losing jobs left and right to foreign countries. Now, here's where the problem also comes in too. With that being said, America is a very big importer of goods and a very sloppy exporter in goods. Now, what do I mean by this? America does not produce any goods that are worth any, that are of quality like we used to back in the early 90s and 80s. We're not producing anything of value. Only thing we produce really is weapons. We import technology, we import cars, we import a whole host of other things. We do not actually produce. The very few amount of production plants in America is not sustainable for 300 million people to get a job at. There's not enough there's not enough jobs to go around those people to work in those plants. And then also, you got to count this in too. Jobs are constantly getting automated daily. So you have that problem. That problem coming in too. So all the while, we're sending jobs overseas or automating jobs, and that's in turn causing a lot of Americans to lose jobs and to not have any money or income. Then on top of that, our government spends every little dime they get, and they don't understand that sending money overseas to help with war efforts that we're not even in is causing us to be in an even more strenuous position. Then you got to count in COVID-19 and the stimulus packages that they approved. That put us in even more debt, trillions of dollars in debt. All the while, this government is playing like everything is all willy-nilly and all thing green. So we have all these issues going on. And it seems that our commander-in-chief doesn't understand that you have to incentivize these companies to want to bring jobs back into the U.S. to get more jobs to U.S. citizens so that the U.S. citizens can in turn pay more taxes or pay taxes a little bit more so that our national debt ratio can go down. I know it sounds like a lot more. I know it sounds like I'm just thinking like, oh, if we do this, we can do that. No, I'm simply saying that there's a solution to this, and it seems like the government refuses to actually give, to actually understand what what's reasonable to do. So I'm going to just say this. Americans, this next election season, and I don't even get into politics, but this next election season, we need to get this guy out of the White House, because this guy doesn't know what he's doing. There's a reason why there's so many memes online talking about Sleepy Joe. He doesn't understand what the fuck he's doing or talking about. And I'm trying to figure out, why is it that younger generations aren't allowed to obtain the presidency, and these old clowns are in the presidency fucking up the country even more than what it was already fucked up in the first place? But anyways, like, share, subscribe, and follow me on Spotify, on YouTube, or any other platform that this podcast is available on. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast, and I'll see you guys on the flip side, and I'll see you guys later. Thank you guys for listening. Bye, guys.